Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Hey, it's the weekend. Troubling situations which test our faith in our family or friends, our faith in our own abilities, our faith in government or politics are all around us, aren't they? But what about challenging situations which test our faith in God? What do you do then? We're beginning a new journey together through the little book of James towards the end of the back of the New Testament of your Bible. As we saw yesterday, the author is James, the half-brother of Jesus. That means Mary was both their mothers, but you'll recall Joseph was not Jesus' biological father. Remember, the angel Gabriel had said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verse 35. This James, along with his other brothers and sisters named in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, did not believe Jesus to be the Son of God while they were growing up together in Nazareth. But after Jesus' resurrection, James became a passionate follower of Jesus and a leader in the Jerusalem movement of Jesus' followers. James is writing to Jewish Christians around the world primarily, but his letter, dictated to him by the Holy Spirit, is powerfully applicable to all followers of Jesus everywhere through all time. From his opening words, it's clear James understands these were very difficult times in which to live as a follower of Jesus anywhere in the Roman Empire. Persecution was increasing. Christians were being harassed in the streets, fired from their jobs, put out of their rental accommodations, their businesses boycotted, their children harassed and bullied. Why? Simply because they were part of this new spiritual movement of Jesus. So, as James' opening sentences are read, look around at the people and their reaction. How can a person possibly consider it joy to be persecuted for their spiritual values? How do you handle such challenges? Listen, consider it pure joy, my friends, whenever you face suffering of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Wow, what a way to begin. Imagine if you were one of the couriers who had carried this letter from Jerusalem to a city several hundred miles away, a place you'd never been. Upon your arrival, you would ask around to find out who the Jewish Jesus followers were in that city. After meeting one or two and explaining who you were, you would have asked who the leaders of this Jesus movement in that city were. Probably, you would be treated with some suspicion, since Jewish Christians were persecuted by Jews who considered them traitors, and by Roman soldiers who considered them part of a sect which had caused rebellion in Jerusalem in the recent past. Eventually, you'd be given a hearing with questions such as, "Who are you? Why have you come? What is happening to Jesus' followers in Jerusalem and elsewhere? What is this letter you bring? Who wrote it? And why?" Fair questions. Good questions, don't you think? Let's remember, at the time James wrote, it had been almost 20 years since Jesus died, rose again, and ascended back to heaven. So much had transpired in that time, the first 15 chapters of Acts that we've journeyed through together over the past few weeks have shown us just a glimpse of all that was happening in the years following Jesus' return to heaven. Had you been one of the couriers with this letter in your hand, you would have explained about the big meeting which had just taken place in Jerusalem, and that this letter that you hold flows out of that historic meeting. The letter you bring was written by James, the half-brother of Jesus himself, with the full approval and affirmation of the apostles of Jesus who are still alive. Now imagine yourself in a house crowded to overflowing as you unroll the scroll and begin reading the letter, line by line, slowly, for the first time. There is silence in the room as everyone hangs on every word. You'd stop often, wouldn't you, making sure everyone had heard you correctly, letting the words sink in. Perhaps you'd stop occasionally and ask if anyone had questions. Of course, you would explain this wasn't simply James writing. This was a letter James felt the Holy Spirit of God had led him to write word by word. With these opening words from James, do you see James was calling Jesus' followers then and now to realize it is in the pressure the challenges of life, even the persecution, that we find the Holy Spirit of God strengthening us, just like he did Jesus, as Jesus was persecuted by men and tempted by Satan. This same Holy Spirit strengthening was experienced by the apostles when they were persecuted, arrested, and even flogged. It is true, pressure and strain can strengthen a person. Every athlete knows that. But tolerating persecution and counting persecution and trouble a privilege with purpose are two different things, aren't they? May I ask, when you face trouble, problems, disappointments, broken promises, even outright persecution, what emotions rise up inside you? What is your attitude when you sense someone is mocking you or rejecting you because of your high moral standards or your pure ethics or your spirituality or your relationship with Jesus? Are you able to sense the presence of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit in you in those difficult times? Do you feel a connection with others who have been persecuted? I wonder if James was thinking back to Old Testament heroes who suffered for being a people of God. The Bible book of Hebrews had not yet been written when James wrote his letter, but consider this word of encouragement from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So let me ask you, my walking with Jesus friends, how are problems, challenges, difficulties in life, even persecution, affecting you? Do you find the Holy Spirit strengthening you as you consider this great truth? Nothing comes into your life without the permission of Almighty, Omniscient, Sovereign, Holy God. And nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Do you see the Holy Spirit building perseverance and maturity in you as a man or woman whom God is refining for his glory? Are you able to pass along to your children and grandchildren great wisdom which you have gained through the stresses and challenges of life? Is Jesus Christ honored by how you handle the difficult times, the challenges of life? I think we'll stop right here and ponder this, okay? Let's talk with God right now about what you see is happening in your character development through the challenges you face in life. And here's a song to help you consider the great truths I've laid before you today.